This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with our Wednesday edition of the opening market report. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 5:04, up 2 on the open. May, 5:08, up 2. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 4:93, up 1 on the open. May, 5:01, up 2 and 3 quarters. July, 4:86. Six up a quarter. December opened at 4.99, up 1 3/4 on the open. March corn opened at 3.75 1/2, up 2 1/2 on the open. May 3.82 1/2, up 1 3/4. July 3.89 1/4, up 3 1/4. December 3.66, up 1/2 on the open. March oats open at 2.72 3/4, up 3 on the open. January beans open at 6.54 1/2, up 1 on the open. March 6.69, up a quarter. May 6.82 1/2, unchanged. July 6.94, up 1. November 7.12 1/2, up a quarter on the open. January soybean meal opened at 185.50, unchanged on the open. March 189.80, unchanged. January soybean oil opened at 28.08, up 8 on the open. March 28.50, unchanged. At the Merck January feeders, open at 99.20, up 20 on the open. March 96.80, up 15. April 98, down 15. May 99.15, up 15 on the open. December live cattle open at 86.90, up 10 on the open. February 90.10, up 2 1/2. April 92.05, up 25. June 87.95, up 22 1/2 on the open. February lean hogs open at 62.60, down 12 1/2 on the open. April 65.80, down 7 1/2. May 71.10, up 15. June 73.20, down 7 1/2 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 92.50, down 17 1/2 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. Kind of an overcast morning here.
A week ago, it looked like the corn market was beginning to show some bearish undertones. But what a difference a week makes. Now it looks like if you look at the deferreds, if you look at the December contract, it may make a run to the contract high.
You know, it's interesting when customers call up and tell you something, you know, you listen carefully, and I would say the day before yesterday, 80% of my phone calls, you could just tell the country was bearish. And some of the outlook meetings out here, we're picking that up. And, you know, I talked to a broker in Iowa, and he says, you know, it's been extremely dry, and it has been extremely dry west of the Mississippi. People are putting anhydrous on and also digging a lot of corn stalks out there. And so that's where some of the bearishness is coming from. The bullishness is, of course, Israel bought corn. Taiwan's contemplating buying corn overnight. India's considering duty-free corn imports. The corn situation in China is extremely tight. The supply-demand tables say a very tight carryover. The Board of Trade has lowered the margin requirements on corn. And I think the other thing that we have to point out, and I'm stealing some of the thunder, I've thought of it, but I'm stealing some of the thunder from Wayne Nelson on Commodity Week, the pipeline supplies, even if we have a billion bushels of corn carryover, it isn't very much, and the main factor is the profits in ethanol are large. The job of an ethanol plant is not to run out of corn. The basis risk is enormous if you don't actually have cash ownership. And once the corn moves off the farm, it's hard to get it back. And as a result of that, the transportation system doesn't reward those that are timid. The other one is that the end user can't afford to be asleep because, you know, the basis and actually cost of paying higher prices is enormous. And so those add up for a pretty stellar corn market, in my opinion, over the next several months.
And one would then suggest that there ought to be a pretty doggone firm floor on this market. About what price would you say it's at?
Well, you know, it is. You know, there will be some selling after the new year for raising money for the new calendar year. But as a result of it, the corn is a definite leader. We do know that even with good rain in South America, Argentina is probably 80% sold in the marketplace. Corn is still a very watched commodity in Chicago.
So would you say then 348 or thereabouts, which was where we were talking about a week ago when you were on the line together, corn was about at the 23% retracement level?
Yeah, good question. You know, my opinion is I'm always very careful about the 40-day moving average, and as long as it stays above that plateau, it's a good sign, and it'd be up in that 362 area basis of March. The market tone has changed, and I don't sense a threat. But we live in a futures market, and you know we all look at things subject to change. But I think the tone is much different than it was a week ago or early in the week, and we do know that. You know, a lot of people are out here bearish. They are talking about more corn acres. They do talk about the price level over $3 a bushel. We have known in the past that the market doesn't stay there very long, but when I'm at these meetings and talk and show slides, you know, number one, it is profitable to own an ethanol plant. Number two is people don't realize how tight the fundamentals are until they look at supply-demand tables for this year and next year. And, of course, the third thing that we have to talk about is that people just don't realize that because of this tightness, the market does have upside room with the fundamentals that they have today. So those are about the four surprises that we show when we're out there. And we do think the farmer has sold a lot, and they've also sold a large percentage of new crop corn. So, you know, the market has rewarded the futures market with some corn, but it is subject to further rallies, in my opinion.
Soybeans, though, have a little bit further way to go, it looks like, Paul, to remove the losses that it's seen recently on the books.
Yeah, and, you know, a couple things. We do know that the South American producer has rewarded the marketplace with soybeans. We do get the feeling that if we do plant 8 million more acres of corn, we'll probably plant 6 to 6.5 million less soybean acres, and that's where the criteria of some point in time down the road being bullish. The bear is trying to scare everybody with reduced exports, and the farmer does own a lot of soybeans, and he didn't sell as big a percentage. And the soybean crush margins, we're finding a little more meal and oil out there. But we do know from past experience that the farmer is comfortable with 500 million bushels of beans. It's not a big burden. We do know that at some point in time there will be smaller supplies of soybeans. And, you know, what if we do have rust? And we do know that the South American Brazilian producer didn't put on as much lime, didn't put on as much fertilizer, and there's still a mountain of fertilizer debt down there. And all this adds up, in my opinion, is opportunity for better prices at some point in the future.
And quickly on the wheat market, is it going to have a seasonal upturn like it has in past years?
Well, you know, that's a good one. We do know that the western areas are very dry. They are getting some precipitation, but still the bottom line, it's dry. The trouble with the wheat market is demand. We really don't see the demand part of the equation like we should. The think tank and the smart money says at some point in time that will show up, but it hasn't yet. And my opinion is that if I had a choice of putting a piece of tape over the market screen and not trading it, it would be wheat. And invariably, when we're at these meetings, the commodity that most people are in trouble in is wheat. And thank goodness I haven't encouraged that situation. But those are just some reflections of what I pick up.
Thank you much, Paul.
Always nice talking to you, Dave, and have a nice day.
You have a wonderful holiday, Paul.
Thank you very much.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. The current tick, March wheat, now at 503 3/4, up 1 3/4 at the Board of Trade. March wheat, 492.5, up a half. March corn, 374, up 1. January beans, 651, down 2.5. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.